Okay, sorry for wasting time. For some reason, this projector doesn't like my laptop, so let me use another laptop. My name is Shin Yamasaki from JPNIC. This is the supplemental presentation for Yamamoto-san's presentation. This is just reporting the progress of the IP6.int deprecation within Japan. So background is, as you know, not all IP address ranges are managed by JPNIC, but last year, several IPv6 addresses transferred from APNIC to JPNIC. Then all of those ranges have reverse DNS in APNIC. It's called a shared zone system. So JPNIC basically only retains records in our resource management system. That means we don't have DNS in our site. Then when we migrated the IPv6 addresses, our system, we decided not to retain IPv6.int zone data in our system because APNIC already announced deprecation of the IPv6.int. But for, as Yamamoto-san said, we are one of the internet registry. We should let our customers know about this IPv6.int deprecation issue. So when we migrated IPv6 data, we counted the number of the IPv6.int zones, then notified them the zone data won't be available in June 2006 at the time of the migration. Then we did migration three times from APNIC to JPNIC. Then our first migration happened in May 14th. We migrated 55 IPv6 address blocks. Then 19 of those had IPv6.int zone. Then a second migration happened in July 4th. We migrated 9 IPv6 address blocks. Then 2 of those had IPv6.int ranges. Then a third migration happened in August last year. The only one range also had IPv6.int zones. It's a very primitive way, but we notified from our host masters to our members, LILs, about the IPv6.int deprecation. So, first announcement was made from May to August last year. It's the same as the last slide. Basically, we notified each of our LIR about the IPv6.int deprecation. Then after that, we publicly announced about the IPv6.int deprecation in our JPNIC open policy meeting. Then third time, we also announced to our LIRs in September about the same thing. At this time, we recommended to stop using ip6.in and migrate to ip6.arpa. Then in December last year, we had another open policy meeting. Then we announced this issue as a part of the APNIC 20th report. And this year, we made a brief measurement by just using dig from our end to the LIR's name servers. And then our latest result was we still can dig the ip6.int zones without errors. So basically that shows there's no improvement since migration. But obviously the method we did had a limitation because just submitting dig request to the LIRs .ip6.in zones that do not always say exactly if the an LIR uses ip6.int or not. There's another issue. Since those IPv6 allocations are quite historical, or most of those still have zone data for /35, that's the original allocation size. So some ranges have both /35 and /32 zone data. So that makes things more complicated. Then the next step, our host master will announce to our LIRs who still uses ip6.int within this month. That's the whole status of the ip6.int issue within JPNIC area. That's it. Any questions and comments?
I have a question.
Sure.
Would you show slide whose title result? I don't know what you try to mean. This is result against query to ip6.int?
.int only.
And you said no progress is observed, right?
From the time of the migration.
But I think this is not bad situation because we don't care, no error, because they just provide, you know, reverse mapping and ipv6.int. And after 1st June, that database cannot look up. Mm-hmm. So, but no bad thing happened. But, and JPNIC should try to use dig command to ip6.arpa instead of ip6.int because the important thing is that, you know, each site provide reverse mapping database through ip6.arpa or not.
Oh, so you say transition, if transition was made from ip6.int to ip6.arpa was made or not?
We don't have to care ip6.int at this moment. That will be obsolete. Mm-hmm. Then the important thing is, you know, whether or not each site provide information through ip6.arpa. So you should check ip6.arpa arpa zone, right?
Right, right. Thank you for recommendation.
And can I I have one question. Do you get any...
Do you get any response from LIRs? Any response or questions from LIRs?
I believe we didn't, but we will individually notify if an LIR didn't migrate from IP6.int to IP6.ARPA. Am I answering your question?
Yeah, I just want to know the LIRs have any question or any comments to the
position. Yeah. No, we didn't. Any other questions? Thank you very much.
Question. What kind of message did JVNIC send to each, you know, LIRs? My intention of the question is, we should not ask people, you know, to stop using IP6.int. That is not important. Okay. We should ask people to use IP6.ARPA. Okay? Stopping IP6.int is not so important. But usage of IP6.ARPA is very, very important. So we should ask, prepare IP6.ARPA in your domain zone. Okay?
Okay, I'll keep this in our mind to encourage using IP6.ARPA to our members. Okay, thank you very much.